trouble and I can't sleep. I picture a place that comforts me.
Boston-based soul blues singer Ingrid Gerdes grew up here in Springfield and is returning home for a performance, her first local gig in 15 years, at Lindbergh's on Commercial Street, Saturday, February 21st from 7 to 9 p.m. John Darkhorse, host of KSMU's Route 66 Blues Express, talked to Gerdes by phone for his program, and you'll be able to hear the complete 12-minute interview segment starting about 11:30 p.m. Saturday night. But here are some samples. Last September, Ingrid Gerdes released her third CD, High Priestess, and John asked her if it's been getting lots of airplay.
It's been amazing how supportive the Blues and Roots Radio has been to this record. All over the United States, it's always been in the top 50 for the Roots Report since the release, and then some guys in Canada picked it up, and then now it's over in the UK. So I'm getting a ton of support from the blues community, which is just awesome, and it makes me so happy.
When did you leave the Ozarks, and what have you been doing besides making the blues?
I left for school. I first attended the University of Kansas, where I studied voice performance, and then I left there in 2002 and moved to Boston to attend Berklee College of Music. And I've been in Boston basically for 13 years, creating music, collaborating with all the amazing musicians out there.
Now, it's not quite correct to say Ingrid hasn't performed at all in Springfield in 15 years, just not in a club or bar setting.
I was on the local talk show, The Mystery Hour, 2 weeks ago, and I performed that song with some local guys here from the MDoc band.
Oh.
And they did an amazing job playing it with me. But it was so fantastic, because as soon as I mentioned the Spindly River as I was singing live, people in the audience started, you know, woo! It's so exciting, because when I sing that in Boston and the East Coast, people are just like, wow, what a lovely song. But here it actually means something to people.
John Darkhorse asked Ingrid when she first became interested in the blues.
When I was really little, maybe like 3 years old, I first came in contact with the blues and soul music, you know, and then later on I discovered, you know, Bonnie Raitt was a huge inspiration for me. When I was really, you know, maybe 10, I was obsessed with Bonnie Raitt, and B.B. King and Little Walter, and let's see, Otis Redding, Donnie Hathaway, really great soul vocalists, and I've always been inspired by that music. You know, I'm one of those people, I'm passionate about all music. I studied opera early on.
Oh.
I love to sing, you know, classical. I love to sing jazz, R&B, traditional R&B. Any kind of music that has passion always speaks to me. You know, my last record, I was on NPR, All Things Considered, and they needed me to classify my style, and so somehow I got labeled as a neo-soul artist at that point, which is kind of funny because I don't think anybody knows what that means. So now it's pretty clear that I'm a soul blues musician, and I've kind of defined my genre more specifically.
John was curious about whether Ingrid ever finds her mind wandering while on stage.
Are you thinking of something else rather than the music, or do you think about your cat, your fishbowl? Or...
I'm usually thinking about my cats. My biggest goal, and I would say this, and this is something that I tell students that I mentor, other musicians, is to be present in the music at the time. As a vocalist specifically, I think that the job is not about you, in quotation marks, me.
Right.
It's about delivering the song to the for the intended purpose. My goal is always just to find the underlying kind of emotion or energy of whatever song it is that I'm performing, and deliver that in an authentic way at the time, and also to really listen carefully to the musicians that are playing with me.
Ingrid Gerdes says her classical vocal training comes in handy.
The technique is so key. You know, I frequently have gigs that are 4 hours long, and it's
wow.
And I always sing my heart out every performance, every song. I don't hold back, and to be able to do that and not lose your voice is super important. And so I use my classical training to really take care of my instrument. So I'm really grateful to that early classical training.
It's a place for you, I'm lucky to know.
Ingrid wrapped up the interview by describing the local gig tomorrow night at Lindbergh's.
The local show is at Lindbergh's on February 21st, which is this Saturday. And we're playing from 7 to 9 p.m. And my band from Boston is flying in special just to do the show. And I'm also collaborating with some amazing local musicians. Some guys from the MDoc band are going to join me on the song Linden Lure that you mentioned earlier, which makes me so happy because I want to have some real authentic local flair since we're going to be singing about a local place. And also some local horn, a horn section. My horn section is local, so it's kind of a marriage between East Coast and Ozarks, which
right.
is exactly who I am. So I'm happy to have that represented at this performance.
I can almost feel it. Oh, Lord, won't you please let me dream it? Sweet land and blue.